Musician, producer, songwriter, actor, and activist Steve Van Zandt was born on this date in 1950. Growing up in New Jersey, Van Zandt learned to play the guitar and started playing in a band in the mid-1960s. Around 1975, he helped form Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes and joined Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band. With both groups, he helped out behind the scenes acting as a producer. Around 1984, Van Zandt left the E Street Band to pursue other musical interests. He used his clout as a musician to help fight apartheid in South Africa. Van Zandt got performers such as Bob Dylan, Bono, and Bruce Springsteen to join together to establish an organization called Artists United Against Apartheid, which recorded an album, Sun City, in 1985. He later worked to raise awareness about U.S. military interference in the governments of Central America and other issues. Over the years, Van Zandt has released several solo albums, which explored a wealth of musical styles and social and political themes. In 1999, Van Zandt took his career in a new direction, acting. With no previous experience, he took on the role of Silvio Dante on the award-winning HBO series The Sopranos. He was barely recognizable, having traded in his headscarf and colorful rocker clothing for slick, styled hair and suits. While on The Sopranos, Van Zandt continued to pursue music. He rejoined the E Street Band and went on tour with Bruce Springsteen in 1999 and 2000. Van Zandt helped put together a series of concerts of garage rock bands in 2001 and began hosting a syndicated radio program called Little Steven's Underground Garage the following year. He is also the founder and chairman of Renegade Nation, a diverse media company involved in radio, television, film, and music. On this date in 1821, two factions led by Chester Ashley and William Russell settled their differences, ending their year-long conflict over ownership of the proposed site for the territory's capital. Two groups of speculators held conflicting claims to the location of what is today downtown Little Rock. Ashley represented the faction composed of James Bryan, William O'Hara, Amos Wheeler, and Governor William Reed Miller, who claimed through a New Madrid certificate. William Russell headed the other faction, which also included Robert Crittenden, Henry Conway, Judge Andrew Scott, and a number of other prominent citizens who claimed through preemption. Although Ashley's faction lost in court, the two sides compromised and split up downtown Little Rock between them. The SOS distress signal was adopted at the International Radio Telegraphic Convention in Berlin on this date in 1906. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.